Continuing our SHRM 24 conversations, today we've got iSolve. We're talking to their chief product evangelist and also one of their customers, Sedona Lyons, who's an HR generalist. Enjoy the audio, and thanks to Shopcase for sponsoring our trip to Chicago.
Welcome to RecTech, the podcast where recruiting and technology intersect. Each month, you'll hear from vendors shaping the recruiting world, along with recruiters who'll tell you how they use technology to hire talent. Now, here's your host, the mad scientist of online recruiting, Chris Russell.
All right, podcasting live from the GP booth at SHRM 24 in Chicago. Today, I've got Yutaka Tagagi, principal product evangelist from the HCM platform iSolve. Yutaka, welcome to the show, and how's it going so far?
Hey, Chris. Nice to meet you. Really enjoying our presence here this year. It's always great to connect. We call our customers and HR users people heroes, right? It's always great to connect with people heroes, the people who are making really the magic of connecting employees with their employers, employee needs with employer needs every day. Just loving hearing the stories.
Nice. So I don't think I've had iSolve on my show before, so just tell the audience what you guys do first.
Yeah, so we're a comprehensive human capital management solution provider. But we go beyond sort of your typical hire-to-retire sort of solutions. One aspect that's a little different from us is that we don't necessarily require that you get our core HR or payroll up and running. You can kind of modularly pick what parts of the solution suite you want. So if you want recruiting, you want talent management, or you want that core HR and the workforce management aspects, we can kind of pick and choose. The other aspect of it is that we offer a whole suite of services as well. So HR augmentation services help really strategize on what's going on in the, you know, with supporting things like, as I'll say, as sort of fundamental as policies, handbooks, to more strategic thinking around, you know, how do we design our job boards and our job descriptions? How do we design our performance processes? So we offer a whole suite of services, HR services, benefit services, et cetera, to support our customers as well. And again, that can be sort of somewhat modular. You don't necessarily have to have our People Cloud suite to leverage some of our services. And we really aim to serve small, mid-sized organizations, generally here in the United States.
Sweet spot.
That's definitely our sweet spot is, I'll say, between 50 and 500 employees tends to be our sweet spot across all industries across the United States and certainly all 50 states.
Now, is employee experience kind of your core, would you say, as a product? Or?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's really what we you know, we really focus on in terms of, you know, how do we find value in an HCM? Really that connection between what does the employee want and need out of work in their lives? And what does the employer need out of that employee at that time, right? Is it a certain set of skills? You know, there's certainly the conversations around sort of skills-based talent management, skills-based hiring, certainly one of the things that trends that we see. Or is it a set of credentials or whatever the case might be? Really aligning what the employee wants and needs out of work with what does the employer need out of them. Now, as part of that is getting the right person hired, right? Advertising the right jobs. I mean, these are some of the talent acquisitions that certainly is your area of expertise. But also then getting them paid correctly, making sure they're scheduled correctly, making sure we measure that talent. And then in those spaces between work, right? How do we ensure that we're engaging those employees through things like employee resource groups and other sort of communities that they can have, so that employees feel more connected with the work and the workplace.
How's the company? How many employees? Give me some background.
Sure. The organization has been actually around since the mid '80s. We started. Right after the COBRA Act, Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act of 1986 was passed. And so that really was the genesis of our organization. Started as an organization called Infinisource, providing employer services around COBRA and benefit continuation. And then we kind of continued on from there and built up to this full suite HCM technology platform along with the set of services that I mentioned earlier. We have about 2,500 or so employees We serve over 170,000 organizations, over 7 million employees tracked and managed through our human capital management system.
Very cool. Yutaka, how would you define the employee experience? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, it's everything about what the employee finds, right, in their connection to the employer. So every single touch point there when they first start to look for a job at your organization, whether that's in an active outreach program or they're coming to your website. So all the sort of perception that they gather about that. Now, certainly, so when we think about employee, if I put that in air quotes there, it begins at the point of hire, right? When they get hired and start onboarding and really start acclimating to the culture of the organization. I think one of the things that we see in some of the data points around sort of employee expectations and where some things are maybe falling off a little bit or there's a little gap today. Some of the things we see are things like where, you know, employees don't necessarily know what workplace norms are. I think we see some of that in some of the data because I think there's definitely a bit of a generational gap, right? When you look at some of the Gen Z workforce in particular, they entered the workforce just as the pandemic was getting started. Sort of, you know, working from home was sort of what they got hired into, perhaps, or very early on into their careers. And now maybe there's a return to office or hybrid arrangements, and employees don't really know what those expectations are. And so I think that's one of the things we see in sort of the employee experience. All right, how do we establish those norms? What does it mean to be back in the office? What does hybrid work mean? We saw this actually in the Harris poll published a thing a couple of weeks ago around they call it quiet vacationing, right? This idea that a lot of folks are taking vacations or PTO without filing PTO, right? They're just kind of going somewhere else and quote unquote working. I think one of those is around that. You know, what are those expectations? What does taking time off look like? And what should that mean when you take time off, right? I think those are some of the fundamental things around employee experience that are a part of, I think, some of the gaps that we're seeing.
So what are some of the use cases for iSolve when it comes to the employee experience? Give me a couple of specific examples of how you work with an employee and with your touch points.
Sure. I think, you know, from an onboarding perspective, again, you know, that's kind of really where we want to begin, right? Certainly through the talent acquisition process, setting expectations appropriately. But once they accept that offer, I think the sort of table stakes around onboarding or let's getting the paperwork part of it out of the way. But again, establishing sort of those communication points, establishing learning early on. We know that that's one of the key parts of value that employees see and the really expectations that they have of the employer, that you're going to provide learning opportunities for them. And so really inserting learning right up front and throughout the employee life cycle, that's certainly a key component of what we call learn and grow in the iSolve suite. Another part of that is an engagement management part of iSolve, which is really, you know, provides a space for employees to communicate with one another in a very sort of modern social platform. They can earn reward points for participating in conversations, giving kudos to each other, etc. And those rewards points could be turned into maybe company swag or gift cards, things like that. Again, just as a part of the sort of the rewards and recognition component of what some of our customers are trying to do. So those are some of the things that we see being effective for our customers in helping to create that culture, help create communication, transparency, and establish those norms for those employees.
So you haven't mentioned the word AI yet. Is that coming from myself? Or talk to me about how you think AI is going to, you know, affect the future of the employee experience, maybe?
Yeah, you know, the joke I always give is that, this is the year 2024, and so, you know, I'm contractually obligated to talk about AI, right? But what I, you know, Absolutely. There's AI kind of throughout the suite, right? So again, in the talent acquisition end, certainly things I'm sure you're familiar with, job description creation, candidate matching against their profiles as they submit a resume, some of those things that just help reduce sort of the administrative burden on recruiters as they field, you know, dozens, hundreds of resumes. That's part of the suite today. Conversational assistance. We released a plugin to Microsoft Teams last year that allows conversational feedback to happen. So employees can say, just in Teams, start querying the iSolve bot, if you will, and ask about, hey, what does my time off look like? What do my pay statements look like? But now we're expanding that this year, taking it out of Teams. The Teams part's going to stay, but also building it into the iSolve platform. So that right directly in that employee self-service experience, employees will be able to ask those questions and then take it to the next level, which is what we call Always On HR, where we'll be able to upload policies, handbooks, any sort of documentation. Generative AI engine will read and understand what those policies state, so that when employees come in with those questions any time of day through the iSolve self-service, they'll be able to ask, hey, you know, we just found out we're pregnant. What are my parental leave rights? And then the Gen AI engine through the conversational assistant will give them that answer right back. So those are some of the things we're working on.
Yep. So you're a product evangelist. I want to talk about that a bit. What's your biggest challenge in that role right now?
I think it's always, you know, trying to keep up with what's there's the, you know, I'll say the three components or what's happening sort of in the business world and then sort of the economy at large, so the macro picture of it. What's happening from a technology perspective is the second part, right? AI is definitely one of those things that's hard to keep up with, right? There's a lot of moving pieces, whether you're talking about recommendation engines or generative AI, or there's so many layers to that to the technology that we have. And the third is if I'm quite honest, the communication part of it, is something that I'm personally always working on is how do I articulate what we do around those issues that our customers are facing every day, and so you know that's my job is to figure that out and to help articulate that to the market.
How often do you talk to your customers personally?
Yeah, you know, we do a road show here at iSolve. We call it People Heroes Tour, where we invite our customers. So not industry analysts, not consultants, but our customers. We go out to where they are, quite honestly. So far in my relatively short time here at the organization, I've done six or seven of those. Places like just outside of Philadelphia, New Haven, Connecticut, Dubuque, Iowa. So not necessarily, we're not asking them to come to the city center necessarily, right? We want to go to where they are, and we invite them to spend a morning with us. We share some of our research. We ask them to chat with one another, to network, and we feed them a little bit of lunch, and we get feedback there. We do that about once every other week or so, and we do that throughout the year. So this year, I think we're doing about 30 of those throughout the country.
Nice. Yeah, your customers must give you a lot of feedback about the product. What's one thing they told you to do that you actually implemented?
Yeah, I think one of the big things is the user experience. One of the things that we did 4 or 5 years ago is we rebranded our organization. If you come to our website, you'll see the pink color everywhere, right? So that was a big effort, big lift. And so as part of that rebrand, obviously that changes a little bit of the user experience, and the user interface of the solution. Key thing that we did as a part of that was releasing a mobile app. And so that was definitely sort of the low hanging fruit that we hadn't done that we implemented I think 2022 or 2023 to put an actual app rather than just a web app out there so that we have a one place that our customers can tell their employees, go download the app, get access to all the things that they do in iSolved. And so that was one of the things that we did was around that user experience and user interface part of it to provide some value to our customers.
Cool. You guys hiring at all?
Absolutely. We're always hiring. So iSolvedHCM.com is our website. You'll find a whole host of roles. Particularly, we're always hiring in our customer facing roles. So whether that's the sales side or our customer support, customer account management, those tend to be areas that we're always hiring in.
Awesome. Well, great to meet you, and thanks for your time today.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Chris.
Looking for your next HR technology role? Go to your browser, type in hrtechjob.com, and browse hundreds of jobs with the best HR technology vendors. HR tech professionals finally have a dedicated job marketplace to find work or be found. Sign up for job alerts or post a resume. Discover jobs with companies like Workday, Phenom, HiBob, Deel, and more. You'll even find HR tech roles with employers in case you want to work with managing HCM or HRIS platforms. HR Tech Job, the only job market for HR technology careers. Join us at hrtechjob.com.
Today I've got an HR generalist with me, our first practitioner on the show this week. Her name is Sedona Lyons. She is from Quick Supply Company based in Iowa. And they are in mining and construction, I think, right? She said. So we're going to talk to her a bit about what she's up to. She's also an iSolved customer, I believe. So we'll talk about that. But how's the show going so far? Is it your first SHRM?
It is my first SHRM, and I'm actually sponsored by iSolved because I am part of their People Hero community.
Oh, great. Okay. So let's start there. What modules do you use, and how long have you been with them? Give some details.
So I've been with the company since 2022. We are a mining and construction, so we hire for blasters, CDL drivers, warehouse, some inside, some outside sales. But it's mainly going to be those blasters.
Just in Iowa or elsewhere?
No, we are in 15 states. So we are from North Carolina, and then we have some construction side of the business that are all the way over in Oregon and Utah. So we are kind of coast to coast.
Do you yourself do any recruiting at all? Or?
I do not, and I prefer not to, if I'm 100% honest.
What do your recruiters tell you about hiring now? What are the biggest challenges, they say?
The biggest challenge is finding those niche positions. So blasters, they have to be licensed. So, there's a lot of competition. So it's just trying to, take from others, but, be the better option. So it's like a fine line balance, but there's not a whole lot of blasters out there. So within the company, we are looking to kind of grow our own so that way we can help them become licensed so that way they can kind of have a career path.
You have in-house training for them?
Yes. We have a whole safety team that devotes towards training for CDL drivers, for blasters, and then they also are that main team for any safety needs.
Other than iSolve, what's your HR tech stack like in terms of other software to use?
So we mainly use iSolve for our system. So we use iSolve for applicant tracking for the recruiting side. We do have one in-house recruiter who manages that. And then we use the onboarding module, which will give the employees a better user experience. We went from DocuSign, and now we're using the onboarding module. And it's nice for me because it actually builds them into our HRIS system for payroll, and it kind of takes that burden off of me. But then we use payroll, and we're constantly looking at other items that we might be needing. So when I started in 2022, we had paper timesheets, so we added that as well. So we have the timekeeping piece, but we're constantly growing. So our needs are constantly growing as well. So every year we're kind of looking at our roadmap, seeing what we need, what our employees need, and kind of figuring out what's going to be the best solution for them.
Got a favorite feature?
Oh, workflows. So when I started, we didn't have workflows initiated, but it's kind of been nice to get those up and running. So that means the employee can actually update their address in the system, and it notifies us, and then we can approve or deny typically we approve, but we call them to make sure, like, hey, are you the one actually doing this change? Because we do like that safety feature there for the approve or deny. They can also update their taxes within the system, so that's super nice. And then they can update their own beneficiaries, dependents, things like that.
Are you a power user of iSolved?
What do you mean by power?
Well, are you always in it, like every day?
I am in all the iSolved platforms. I'm in the ATS system. I'm in the payroll system, because even though I'm not the recruiter, I do help the recruiter with the onboarding piece. So I am in there weekly to kind of figure out who's in the pipeline. And then I have a whiteboard that I just kind of jot those names down. I'm kind of keep track on them. And then once they're through onto the onboarding piece, I'm the one that connects with them to say, hey, you're missing something. I can see it looks like you didn't complete your taxes. Are you having any issues? Kind of help troubleshoot. I'm also the main point of contact for all the employees if they're having any issues with login, things like that. So I'm kind of the one person that can assist with that for the
gotcha, employees. Gotcha. How's the support for my Sims? I mean, iSolved. Do you get good support on that end?
Yep, good support. We do have a touch base, I believe, every 3 months with our...
Can you call them, or do you use it all?
Yep, you can call them. They actually updated their phone system, so you can get the specific department you're looking for now. So that's very helpful. So if I want to talk to somebody about taxes, I can just call them and say, hey, something's going on with the taxes. Can you help me out? If I want something, you know, some assistance on the timekeeping piece, like, hey, we're adding this new code, but it's not GL mapping correctly. Can you assist with that? They can do stuff on the back end that we can't see, and that kind of helps us out.
Any advice for a potential iSolve customer about using the platform, since you're a power user?
Learn the system in and out. So, you know, they're going to give you the system. They're going to give you some training, but really know the system. That's really going to be your best. They do have university that gives you documents for training, so you don't always have to ask. You can look it up and find it yourself, but really knowing the ins and outs of the system is going to be their best.
Cool. Well, thanks for your time, Sedona.
Another episode of RecTech is in the books. Follow Chris on Twitter at Chris Russell or visit RecTechMedia.com, where you can find the audio and links for this show on our blog. RecTech Media helps keep employers and recruiters up to date through our podcasts, webinars, and articles. So be sure to check out our other sites, Recruiting Headlines and HR Podcasters, to stay on top of recruiting industry trends. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon on the next episode of RecTech, the Recruiting Technology Podcast.